You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
This is an ESPN special report. Now reporting.
Former 24/7 champion Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Bear, I'm doing a show. Turkey, ducky.
That's great.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hi. Welcome to ENN.
Ray Rowe.
A Ray-Row-only vehicle. I like that none of us had any understanding of what TV meant, but now we have Ray-Row.
Ray-Row.
Ray-Row might be better than TV.
Well, thanks.
On TV.
No, I've always been a radio guy.
Well, you prefer Ray-Row to TV.
Oh, yeah.
ENN tonight is brought to you by our friends at Slomans. Let's start off this ENN by saying good evening to Michael.
Jacked I ain't.
The name of his 19th biography. Let's say good evening to Don.
Where did Don go?
And good evening to Michael.
What? Oh, what?
And good evening to Don.
Paddington gets in a jam.
And good evening to Don.
He's a metrosexual. I'm a slob.
That's the one. That's the one that lives on past me.
Yeah. Got a good chance of going far.
That's one you're thinking about. You know what month I'm talking about.
March.
Guys,
I'm glad March is gone, though, by the way. See ya.
I mean, listen, April hasn't been great either.
March has got like an identity crisis, right? Split personality.
Yeah, do you want to be winter?
But Mar- let's be honest. If March was a human being, they would be on meds.
Yeah, get it together. Although maybe the problem is us. Maybe we just need to learn that March is the same as February and stop ourselves.
I love what I'm saying?
March is February, Don, and really April is March.
Well, then March should know its role and not give you those occasional 70-degree days thinking that it's going to be spring and then it's not.
Well, March
know your
probably-
role.
March is probably sitting there saying, hey, I'm doing what I've always done. You guys are contaminating the planet and ruining what I'm trying to do. You know?
I think all the months know their role. March is the just identity crisis. He doesn't know what's going on. Be on a couch on, like, serious meds.
And there are times when October doesn't know what the hell's going on either, let's be honest.
Good point.
Now, let's talk Cleveland versus Brooklyn. The Brooklyn Nets have solidified that home game as the 7th seed against the 8 in the first play-in game. Let's hear from Kyrie Irving after yesterday's game talking about the Cleveland matchup.
This is a special time of the year going against a team such as the Cavaliers. It's something to look forward to, something to really go home and think about all the possessions that happened the other night and learn from them and then take what you can into Tuesday because they're going to make adjustments. We're going to make adjustments, and it's going to be an all-out battle.
Have you noticed Kyrie's last couple of press conferences following games?
No.
What? No.
Sunglasses on indoors.
Really?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. I will not make a comment about it. I don't want to be that guy, but just wanted to note that he's wearing sunglasses indoors the last three post games.
Wow, I did not know that.
It's shades. It's not. A song was written about it in 1984.
Well, that it wasn't. That was I wear my sunglasses at night, not inside.
But it's the same principle, right? Just like nighttime, the sun is shielded by the earth. When you're inside, the sun is being shielded by the roof. And we all know the ceiling is the roof.
I was going to say the ceiling is the roof.
Come on, let's face it. Much like we say that Russell Wilson's awkward.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
But he's still a great, great guy and a great football player. Kyrie, while being a great basketball player and a really good guy, is a tool.
Well, Don, you know, I know this isn't popular, but you know that I feel that we have another athlete in this town very much in the same category named Pete Alonso.
Yes. More awkward than tool.
But it can come off as toolish. Awkward and tool could go run right up next to each other.
It was funny because Kyrie kind of, you know, pulled the curtain back a little bit a couple of days ago where he said, I like to say things and get reactions from people. That's exactly what he's doing. And Alan Hahn told us this months ago. He says things to antagonize you.
Sure.
So that you do, you know, wonder what he says.
Right.
Now, well, I don't even know if he knows what he means half the time.
Here's the difference to me. Between awkward and tool. The awkward people care what you think. The tools don't.
Why can't we make it one person awk tool?
Caring and yet not caring?
Yeah.
That would be, wow.
Very deep. Very deep.
Yeah, you're maybe going too deep.
But don't you think, like, when we say that Alonzo and Wilson are awkward, I think they care too much what people think of what they're doing. I don't think Kyrie, he's enjoying it. He's playing us.
Oh, he's definitely playing us.
Let's hear from Woj, who not only told Frank Vogel that he didn't have a job, but also was on NBA Countdown saying the Nets are optimistic about the return of Ben Simmons.
If he continues pain-free the way he has and progresses, listen, there's optimism around the Nets that they can get him back in the first round of their Eastern Conference playoff series if they advance out of the play-in. Mm. Even if it's just 10 or 15 minutes a game, they will take whatever they can get from Ben Simmons. Now, of course, that's contingent on him continuing to be pain-free, and he's got plenty more to ramp up to. The chance to get Ben Simmons back, even in a very limited role, is real in the first round of these playoffs if he can continue to stay pain-free.
I don't see it. I mean, to get him back for 5 minutes a game, yeah, but what impact is that going to have?
Well,
I mean, can you imagine if this guy ratchets up to 25 minutes a game from zero for over a year?
Let me tell you just how I think this is going to go. Write this down. Because we've seen long holdouts or guys being out for a long time. He is going to come back, and he's going to play very well early on because he's going to be fresh. Then he's going to really start to feel it and then possibly get hurt. So they've got to manage this. They really do. You can't go 0-60 here. They've got to really manage this. See, that's why I don't even think you put him in the play-in game, right? Because you really can't manage it. This is not a must-win now, but close to it. You don't want to fall down to the 8 seed, or you don't want to jeopardize having a one-and-done situation. So, but then once you get to a best-of-7, then you can ease him in. Now, hopefully they do that. You can't go, like, all of a sudden he's playing 30 minutes in game one.
Now, if things do work out, Ben Simmons or nah, if this team goes on a run, even though I'd hate it to be at the expense of my Celtics, I got to tell you, it would become, guys, I think it would go from, you know, we always talk about on this show when we talk about the Nets, they generate very little excitement relative to the Yankees, Mets, Knicks, etc., right? Certainly the football teams. I think if they go on a run, we will see a captivated city.
Hmm.
I do. I think people will start really paying attention. I'm not saying they'll be rooting. I'm not saying people will jump the bandwagon, though some will. I'm just saying I think it becomes a real story of interest if, given what this season's been, they threaten for a title.
How about this, Michael? There'll be way more interest as a seven seed.
Yes.
Than it would be if they had dominated 160-plus games or were a one seed, because at least there's an underdog to them now.
That's I said that right away. I felt this team was more intriguing because of the Kyrie situation. How much intrigue is there for a team that's clearly not as popular as the other NBA team in the city, who's also all they can do is win a championship to impress? Now, I think that standard has changed, guys. Do you think that if this team goes on a run to the finals and comes up short, it's considered the same disappointment it would have been before the season?
With Kyrie and Kevin healthy, it would still be a humongous disappointment if they don't make the finals.
Oh, man, I don't know. Considering where they're going to have to come from.
Well, but, you know, they still have to where they're coming from is just winning one more series. One more game, I mean.
Yeah, but now you've
still
got...
You still would have had to win the first series, the second series, yeah.
It's one extra game, but it's also having to face...
The Celtics rather than the Nets.
To face the tougher teams early. You know, usually when if you're a good team that's winning a championship, you're getting something like an easy first round matchup. They're not going to have anything easy. Now, these are going to be four very tough series to win a championship. And in this case, if they end up playing because I guess the way it would work out, I guess they could play really Miami, Philadelphia, or Milwaukee, right? In the final. If you tell me they lose to Milwaukee in the conference final, and as long as they don't get swept or embarrassed, if they lose it like they did last year, you would consider it a disappointment?
Yes.
I don't know if I could at this point.
Rough.
Now,
did you
see Kyrie's trainer said that the Bucks didn't play Antetokounmpo yesterday because they're afraid of playing the Nets? Really, dude? Really? The champions are afraid? Because they'd have to play in the second round. If the Nets win tomorrow, then they play the Celtics. And then if the Bucks win their first-round series and the Nets win the first round, they got to play each other. So they're just like delaying it till the second round when Ben Simmons could be back? That makes no sense to say that. The Bucks are running scared from a team that can't get out of its own way.
Yeah, that's right, because they would play the Bucks. Yeah, it wouldn't be the conference final.
Now, if you guys missed it, the Frank Vogel, the head coach of the Lakers, has been fired. And
He missed it.
He didn't find out until it was reported by Woj. And here's a back and forth with him and a reporter about said Woj report when he didn't know yet.
Frank, right at the end of the game, Adrian Wojnarowski tweeted that the Lakers are going to be firing you, a decision they'll let you know tomorrow. Have you communicated with the front office at all about your future? And I guess what's your reaction to hearing that?
My reaction is I haven't been told, and I'm going to enjoy tonight's game, celebrate what these young guys did in terms of scratching the claw and getting back in this game, getting a W. And, you know, we'll deal with tomorrow.
Did that get back to you before you walked in this room?
Yes.
Did that affect?
I'm going to enjoy tonight's game and what our guys did tonight and the way we finished out this season. I'm proud of our guys tonight.
Now Sam Quinn, who covers the NBA for CBS Sports, said, tweeted out, "I would like Jeannie Buss to explain on the record why she feels the coaching staff did a worse job than the front office this season. I think that's information that the fans deserve to know, assuming Rob Pelinka and Kurt Rambis are retained this offseason."
It's a totally fair point.
Sure.
Because I don't see what Vogel was supposed to do with this team.
And, God, you can't communicate. Listen, you're entitled to do whatever you want. You want to fire him, fire him. Show some class and find out from the front office, not in a post-game press conference. Come on. Guy did win you a championship. But even if he didn't, put yourself in his shoes. How would that feel? You don't find out from your boss. You find out from, you know, buddies of yours or, you know, from a third party. It's classless. No other way around it.
Really, it's a bad, bad job. Let's hear from – is this real? Yes, Leon Rose spoke. Did Randall tell you that he still loves it here?
Julius loves it here in New York, wants to be in New York, and yeah.
Okay, good stuff. Leon, what discussions did you have with Tibbs about this year, and what are your plans moving forward?
Tibbs, you know, as far as Tibbs' performance goes, I mean, again, he's one of the best coaches in the NBA. Obviously, none of us are happy with the results this year. He's a guy who prepares our team better than anybody. You know, I feel that he's done a good job under the circumstances.
I think we have to discuss what exactly he means by better than anybody.
I don't know.
I think there could be some disagreement there. Maybe this is why we don't hear from Leon Rose very often. He doesn't seem to have very much to say.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Well, he's got stuff to say, but, you know, he's got the specter of Dolan hanging over him, and the certain thing. I mean, what are you going to say? We had a lousy offseason? They did. They had a terrible offseason, front office. I mean, we're talking about Vogel. Leon Rose, you said it earlier, the Kemba Walker thing we loved, it was a great heartwarming story, was an awful, awful decision. Set them back. And then the Fournier signing wasn't good either. And then look at the money they spent on Nerlens Noel. He couldn't stay on the court.
Awful.
Guys, I don't know if you're aware, but Tiger Woods made the cut, but then things didn't go great. Yeah, we're going to go ahead and need you to come on in on Saturday. And he did, and he was not very good.
That's a great.
Things fell apart on Saturday, and then Sunday they got worse. It was very, very ugly for Tiger. Let's hear from him on just how hard it was to get all the way back to being able to play the Masters.
I don't think people really understand. The people who are close to me understand if they've seen it. Some of the players who are close to me have seen it and have seen the pictures and the things that I've had to endure, and they appreciate it probably more than anyone else because they know what it takes to do this out here at this level.
He's right, but he was talking about thinking he could win before.
I don't know if you guys saw any of Sunday, but I watched his warm-ups before I went out in the morning. From the second I saw him warming up, he had a hobble.
Pete, do you know that when he got, you know, you do your interviews at those things, you have to climb up on a riser?
Yeah.
He was wincing in pain.
Yeah,
that took a lot out of him.
He was a different man Sunday than Friday. There's no doubt.
That's what happens. Walking a course like that, you know, that's why him winning didn't seem real, and that's why we should appreciate the fact that he made the cut. But the way he talked, and we talked about this with Ian O'Connor when he talked about how he could win, then we don't appreciate it as much, right? And we should.
Tiger went on to say, by the way, that he will play the Open Championship, and he's going to try to play the PGA Championship as well. So. Listen, if this was just the beginning of him trying to get to a place where he could compete, I still think you look at this as a success. He played great for 2 days.
Yeah.
You got to get to a place where your body can hold up over 4 days. It's going to take time.
And the Open or the British Open, that's a course that's perfect for him. It's flat. I mean, the thing that really gets him is
the hills.
Augusta
yeah.
is all hills, man. And his leg can't take it.
Are you referring to the Open Champions?
Yes, yes.
Which is odd because it's so pompous and arrogant and disgusts me to no end. But if you watch the Masters because of the beauty of the landscape, that's not what the Open brings to the table.
No, the Open's repug.
It's like they're playing on the moon.
Yeah, it's dirt ball.
That's by the way going to be their new marketing slogan. The Open is repug. Next.
And lastly, on the Masters, we should note Scottie Scheffler, the number one player in the world.
Yeah, let's not forget.
Yeah, he was absolutely awesome all weekend long. Anthony, how much money you win there?
I cashed out early after the third hole. After the second hole, because that was horrifying. Then the tee shot got me nervous, and of course that was the shot that turned the whole round around
gutless.
For him.
What kind of gutless gambler are you?
You're a gutless puke.
What a gutless puke.
Oh, really?
It's disgusting.
Oh, how much? Hold on. Percentage-wise, how much did you lose here?
Less than half.
You lost 40% of it to cash out when you did?
Yes, absolutely.
So weak.
What a weak move.
It's really sad. Scheffler ended up finishing 10 under. And, guys, I was just asking someone yesterday, like, what happened to Rory? And, boy, did Rory roar back into contention yesterday. Historic 8 under for the fourth round. There is not a bogey on the card yesterday. 6 birdies and an eagle for Rory, who ends up getting second place 7 under. Unreal.
He roared back.
I give credit where credit is due. That is an incredible, incredible run, even though he came up short. Also, back to the NBA briefly. The Kings won't bring back Alvin Gentry, according to Woj, as well. He may get a front office role instead, but there'll be some sort of resolution this week. The Kings were 30-52 and missed the playoffs for a Don. Yeah. This is crazy. 16th straight season.
So that takes us back, let's see, 16th. Was that the 05-06 season?
I mean, was Mike Bibby still on the team?
He might have been, right?
Was C. Webb still there?
God, Vlade Divac might have still been there. Sacramento. What's happened to you? I'm hearing Mark Jackson might get that job.
By the way, they were a fun team. If you're a kid, you don't even know. If you're like 25, you don't even know that there was a time Sacramento was really good. Consistently, every year.
What was that, 2000, where they lost to the Lakers in the conference final?
Around 2000, yeah.
Somewhere around there.
When you had Bibby and Bobby Jackson and Vlade Divac and C. Webb. They were a
02.
They were a joy.
So that was the 0-2. That was the team that went on, that Laker team that beat the Nets in the finals. So imagine a Nets-Kings finals. Nets might have had a shot, but they lost that in 7. 20 years later, they're the franchise you forget when you're listing NBA teams.
Right, exactly. You wonder how different it would be, right, if one game goes differently. History could have been changed. Ohio State will pay tribute to the fallen Dwayne Haskins at their spring game. The 24-year-old former Buckeye quarterback died Saturday morning after being struck by a dump truck while walking on a South Florida interstate.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Coach Ryan Day said that the plans are to honor Haskins both at Saturday's spring game and in the future. They're still finalizing what they'll be doing. Buckeye Nation meant a lot to Dwayne, Day said. Having everybody there on Saturday is significant, and we'll make sure we do things the right way. And then moving forward, we just want to make sure we do it the right way and think it through.
Now, we don't know what he was doing on the highway, but I will tell you, I don't know if you've ever, you know, had to change a tire on the side of a highway or have ever been near like the highway outside of your car.
Yeah.
And you think in real time, oh, I can cross it. Maybe it just came down to where he thought he could cross the highway. You don't realize how fast the traffic is. He felt like he wanted to be on the other side of the highway, thought he could make it, slipped a little bit or something, misjudged. Like, we don't.
It's so true, Don. It could be anything.
Yeah, it could really be anything. And you know, people speculating that it was like a poor decision. Listen, I don't know why he would have been in the highway in that situation, but until you know.
And everyone, I think people are just always looking for an answer to make sense of something that you frankly just can't make sense of. He'd been in Pittsburgh for the last year and 3 months, where he was hoping to find a second chance in the NFL. But according to those close to him, it wasn't just about him jump-starting his NFL career, but focusing on the things that were important, being a good teammate, finding his voice as a leader, having a positive influence in the community, which apparently he did a lot of. He also gave a quote and said, "I feel like I've grown a lot." This is during camp last August. "Just being a mature person, it takes a lot of work. It's very easy to go back to doing easy stuff as a kid. I have to try and be an adult and lead other men. I feel like earning respect is something I've been trying to do since I got here. As far as getting here early, staying late, meeting with coaches, watching more film, spending time throwing with guys, talking to guys at lunch I don't normally talk to every day. Small things like that where I could just help make the guys around me play for me." Really, really
sad.
Just really sad. Entirely too young. And it's just, it dawned on me earlier, like, just how recently we were talking about him and Daniel Jones.
Right.
Like, that's the same class, right? We talked about them both together all the time. Well, if Haskins does better than Jones, then this. And if Jones does better than Haskins, then that. And the fact that with Jones, we were like, oh, this is a big year. You know, the biggest issue we have is, will he solidify his role in this league as a starter? And now a kid who was his compadre just a few years ago is gone. It's absolutely tragic. Yeah.
Crazy, but I just wish we'd accentuate the positives. You know, great person, you know, stellar performer at Ohio State, drafted in the first round, made it to the NFL. It's a major, major accomplishment, instead of just focusing on his failure in the NFL, as if it devalued him as a human being, and for it to lead a lot of the obits and the tweets and the information just made me sick on Saturday. It really did.
The Mets have announced details for the Tom Seaver statue unveiling, which will take place before their home opener against the D-backs on Friday. The statue will be in front of the rotunda adjacent to the Home Run Apple and near the Citi Field entrance.
Right, so right when you come off the train, I guess, right? The 7 train, if you take the subway or the train, right, go down those stairs, I guess to the left will be the Apple, and I guess straight ahead will be the statue of the greatest Met of all time, Tom Seaver. And I thought Howie Rose said it pretty good in a tweet, because somebody had tweeted out the information who was going to be there. Tom's widow, Nancy, is going to be there. And Howie Rose, respectfully, is like, I think of her as Tom's wife, not the widow, because Tom is always going to be with us. I thought that was really nice out of Howie.
So that'll be on Friday night. It'll be a really nice thing. And lastly, another NL East note. It's being rumored now that the Lerner family, who owns the Nationals and have owned them for the last 16 years, are interested in selling.
Ooh.
So, Don, I don't know if you have a billion or two.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Interested in buying the 2018 World Series
champs. What? Oh.
2019 World Series champs. But go for it if you feel that way.
Think Daniel Snyder will make a run?
Oh, my God.
Ted Leonsis? DC. How about Ted Leonsis?
DC, if Dan Snyder tried to get the Nationals. I cannot even imagine. That would be insane.
But Ted Leonsis would be good, right?
That's reasonable. Why not?
He's done a good job with the Capitals and Wizards, right? Especially the Capitals.
Especially the Capitals, yeah.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.